My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get their work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are live at Texans training camp, day 7, and it is kind of a pattern that we've stumbled onto here, where it rains quite a bit on our way to practice and early in practice. We'll see if today is like all the other days, Seth, where the skies break and it clears for us for a couple of hours. But the weather a little rough out here this morning. But
this is we've had training camp in the Pacific Northwest.
That's what it's felt like
without all the violence against police. it's a place where policemen can feel safe, and yet it feels like we're in the Pacific Northwest.
And yet
Northwest.
It's cool and rainy. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So we're back out here today. We were in studio yesterday, And I don't know if today's a padded practice or not. I'm just glad to be back out here. It's been a good training camp so far.
It'll be padded. I'd be very surprised if it's not padded. They're into that rhythm now of going 2-on, 1-off, and they'll be in shoulder pads.
Okay.
I'd be disappointed if they're not shoulder.
Okay.
They've only had, they've had 2 padded practices.
Yeah.
You really can't tell a lot of those the out there in their PJs anymore.
No, and they got fans out here, too. You got to put on a show.
That's what D'Amico's always saying.
Always
first and foremost.
I'm a show.
That we got to sell some. We got
to
put butts in the seat.
They
we got
to
sell
anymore,
some tickets.
Actually. Yeah, they sold them all. So
yeah, but
job.
You don't want to get complacent,
that's
Sean.
True. Yeah, Don't arrest on
fear
your
of failure drives us all. Okay,
it's weird yesterday. No practice and no Astros game. What'd you do with your time yesterday? That was very strange.
I watched Brandy and I have been watching the Simone Biles documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I got 10 minutes into that thing, and I'm like, oh yep, yep. Jonathan's got to be in Paris. No doubt about it. Yep, for America. Damn it. Why am I blanking on Jonathan's last name?
Owens,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I always, you know what it was? Because I'm talking about the Olympics, and it's a J. Owens. I felt like I was confusing Jesse Owens for Jonathan Owens or something.
Wow.
So she's basically married to the modern Jesse Owens.
Right, right. Jonathan Owens. Backup safety for the Bears.
So for those of you who don't know, Jonathan Owens, who is, you know, fighting for a spot on the team with the Bears, he's going to take a week off to go to Paris to go watch Simone Biles in the Olympics. But they go through just what happened with her in those 2020 Olympics and how everything was so foreign because they were in a COVID bubble and she didn't have her family there who were always there. And
is that when she got the twisties?
The twisties, yeah. Which, and that became politicized. They've got a little montage of various sports radio D-bags talking about how she was like a quitter and a coward and all this stuff.
Okay.
It was just, it was dumb. It was really dumb.
Yeah.
Because first and foremost, it was, okay, so you get the twisties, you're up in the air and you don't know where you are.
That would scare me.
Yeah, I don't know. So you could break your neck or what have you.
Right.
And, like, there's a the root of it all is a lot of the trauma that she went through that kind of leads to that situation. But that's neither here nor there. She just flat out wasn't going to be able to do anything for her team.
Yeah.
It wasn't as simple as, like, well, she just wasn't happy, so she quit. So there's that. But then the really instructive thing about this that I've learned through two episodes so far, it's amazing. So she's the best gymnast who's ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
She's got 5-6 moves named after her. She does all this stuff that nobody else does. And she talks really openly about how terrified she is before some of these events and moves and how much she doubts herself and everything. And I think it can be inspirational in a way to people who, like, if you start, don't beat yourself up for doubting yourself. It's a matter of working through it because the self-doubt drives you in a way.
She is someone who would want to worry about keeping butts in seats.
Yes,
not just
exactly.
Getting butts in
exactly,
seats.
Exactly.
Complacency is not a thing with Simone Biles.
And well, and some of it, I mean, it's just physical danger.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've heard boxers talk about this too. There's fear involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you think, well, these are the baddest dudes in the world.
Right.
Yeah, but they're going up against the baddest dudes in the world.
That's right.
Simone Biles is going up against gravity and semi-hard surfaces. That's just as fearful as Mike Tyson, damn it.
No kidding. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so good. You got some good doc watching in yesterday.
I did, and man, I am all in on watching the Olympics, the gymnastics.
Are you? Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's kind of sold you on it, huh? That's cool.
Well, you know, and they go through all these, you know, these young girls, because they were girls. I'm not going to call them women. Back when they were girls up at the Caroli Ranch, and they were basically letting Larry Nassar do whatever the hell they were. Yeah, it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Heavy stuff.
Hope you had an enjoyable off day, Astros.
Yeah. Seth was getting his mind right with the Olympic doc. All right, so day 7 of training camp. So we had a chance to breathe a little bit yesterday because we've been kind of hardcore into practice for this first week here. Winners and losers so far. 6 practices in here. Winners and losers. Kamari Lassiter, we know he's been running with the ones. He's had his good moments. He's had his bad moments like a lot of the rookies have. Man, the footage, the little cut of D'Amico mic'd up from practice a couple days ago that popped up with Kamari Lassiter. Maybe he's cheering everybody on like this out of practice. Maybe it's just D'Amico, but this is the one that popped up on social media, so this is the one I shall use. This is D'Amico marveling at the effort of the young rookie cornerback.
Way to finish, 14! That kid freaking competing every snap. Love it. Love it. Every snap. Love it. There you go, Mari. Let's go.
Yeah, that was the Houston Texans Twitter account that put that out.
Yeah.
I think that's the consistent thing that keeps coming up with Caserio and Matt Burke and D'Amico is that they do not shy away from putting praise on this rookie. And the consistency is, I mean, that's what you fear most with a rookie is, all right, is this guy going to get me fired? Is this a guy that's going to go have 5 mental errors in a game and let the ball sail over his head? Not because he can't physically do it, but because he's a boneheaded rookie. And when they can when they gush about a guy's consistency early in camp, it's a really good sign that they trust him to play.
Yeah.
And that he's not, whatever their test they're putting in front of him, I think they trust that he's going to continue. He'll continue to get better throughout camp as long as he keeps working, as long as he stays healthy. So it doesn't mean he's going to be all pro or anything like that. I think you need somebody opposite of Derek Stingley that you can trust.
Well, I think the defense as a whole, yeah, absolutely, on Lassiter for sure. I think the defense as a whole, as long as we're doing winners and losers here, look, the offense, league-wide, the story of this team is the offense. And Stephon Diggs coming in and C.J. Stroud in year two and all the pieces they have and the continuity was slow at coming back and everything else. I've been really encouraged by how often the defense has won out here through the first six practices.
Yeah.
It's been very even, and I think the defensive line has been a big catalyst.
That's one of those double-sided swords where, I feel like the defensive line has played very well, but what does that say about the offensive line?
Yeah.
And, how much credit can I give the defensive line for going against an offensive line that doesn't have Laremy Tunsil and has a couple question marks still at left guard and center? Like, what exactly am I seeing?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Seeing here, am I just seeing a really good defensive line, or am I seeing them just beat up on the hapless Texans offensive line,
right? Or offensive line?
Because I do the praise that I've given to Blake Fisher and Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs so far is a little bit with a grain of salt. You know, I haven't seen the egregious stuff that I would worry about, but they all have some work to do. But the defensive tackle position specifically, just by virtue of the experience and the different body types, I feel good about them having solid defensive tackles. And, you know, you're never going to have all pros at every single position on defense. It's just a matter of, all right, are your guys who aren't your studs, are they credible NFL players?
Do they do their job?
Right.
Yeah.
And they did. They loaded it up with a whole lot of viable players that are competing like hell out there. And the fun thing about having veteran defensive linemen is they've got four guys who will be over 30 years old or over on the defensive line this year. A lot of the more nuanced stuff, the games that they run, and when you're not blitzing but you're just running stunts with each other on the defensive line, that's the kind of stuff that it gets better with age, because guys get better at the deceptive part of it. They understand better which pass protection they're going to get, because you can call that on your own on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of defensive end and defensive tackle work together. Mm-hmm. And if they realize that it's going to be slide protection or something, you know, they call the right game for it between themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of times they can just do it with eye contact. So a lot of that stuff that you don't get out of younger players, they have that, and they're working with Will Anderson on all that stuff.
Yeah.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As far as the loser side of the ledger so far, I have a hard time finding big ones aside from guys who've just not been able to be out here. You know, a lot of and as I'm going through camp the first 6 days and I'm trying to kind of come up with both sides of the winners and losers ledger, like it gets a little boring because I'm like, well, Christian Harris, he hasn't been out here. Joe Mixon's missed three practices. John Metchie's missed a couple practices. I guess if you're a guy who's fighting for a roster spot, yeah, which Metchie is, then if you're starting to miss practices, you fall onto that side of the equation.
I would say is if we're doing six practices in, the thing about Metchie is that he flashed before he got injured. Yeah. So I don't think that it's not like it's a huge setback or anything. No. I think if I look at the receiving corps, Robert Woods is the guy that I look at as, man, there's a lot of talented veterans and there's a couple very promising young guys.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, you know, when Woods lines up out there, and you've also got Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, he's not getting a lot of targets.
No.
You know,
it's
some of the guys I've kind of been noticing. I've been thinking, all right, who hasn't gotten a lot of targets? And maybe I've just missed it, but I haven't seen Troy Hairston, the fullback, get a whole lot of targets that I can remember. And
yeah,
I think just in the modern NFL, teams love to have a fullback, but he's got to be a fullback who can also be a receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like he's going to be the primary choice or anything. And maybe it's just a simple matter of that CJ's had too many other options. But that Andrew Beck would be the obvious loser so far because
yeah,
he's supposed to be in competition with Troy Hairston at fullback, but Beck hasn't practiced
yet. Hadn't practiced at all. That's
yeah,
a good one. That's a good one. That kind of flies under the radar. Nick has said that every time the receiving group gets brought up post-Diggs trade is that we're going to end up cutting a couple of good players.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna wind up cutting at least one guy, maybe two, that immediately wind up on somebody else's team. Like, if Robert Woods gets cut, he'll be in the NFL for week one. I'm pretty confident about that, you know?
Yeah.
He'll be on a team somewhere. And, you know, and you start to look and you go, okay, well, I think Metchie is going to make the team. I think you're right. I'd like to see him out here, but I think he makes the team. And you've still got Xavier Hutchinson from last year. You've got Skoranek. You've got Steven Sims, who may be the kick returner and is occupying a receiver spot. And Robert Woods, there's a lot of guys. They picked up Quintez Cephas off the waiver wire. You know,
I got
a lot of bodies.
The guys that I'm emotionally pulling for right now are Kendrick Green, the offensive lineman. He's been playing both guard and center. I actually saw him at right guard at one point when he was filling in for mm-hmm, somebody. And just because he's undersized, but he's very, very scrappy. Like, he does everything that you hope an undersized guy does. Juwar Jordan, I'm incredibly intrigued by, just because he's shown some real flashes, but he's undersized, and we haven't seen him play tackle football yet.
Yeah.
And haven't seen him go against the ones a lot. So I'm excited to see him in preseason games.
In games for sure. I'm excited to see him again today. He looked really good on Wednesday when we were out here. All right, as you can tell, we're off and running on a Friday. If you're coming out to training camp, you're on your way out here, can't wait to see you guys. It's been really fun with fans in the building the last few days, and looking forward to seeing you out here today for practice number 7 of the 2024 Texans training camp. Up next, we will circle over to the Astros, who have the hated Dodgers in town this week. And Bobby Slowick was on Chris Long's podcast yesterday, and man, there were some fun factoids about C.J. Stroud in this conversation that we're going to get to in just a moment.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.